We had a Mishnah. We're on Yud Testament base, but we had a Mishnah on Yud Chesamad Aleph that said that for Shisha Chadashim, there are 6 months in the year, and possibly seven when the Beis HaMikdash was still around. There were 6 months in the year when the Shluchim would go out. Okay? Otherwise, we didn't really need to send out Shluchim because it was inconsequential. But for 6 months of the year, where the Yamim Tovim and Chagim were affected, we needed to know when they were, so we sent out Shluchim. Our Gemara picks up where the Mishnah had said, Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Val Tishrei Mipnei Takanas HaMoados. We sent out Shluchim for Elul because of Rosh Hashanah. We sent out Shluchim also on Nisa, Tishrei, because of Takanos HaMoados. Okay? Gemara is going to explain what Takanos HaMoados is. And going to explain why it is that in fact we needed Shluchim for Tishrei at all. And that's what the Gemara says. I don't understand, says Gemara, Kaven Danafki Luhua Elul, if we already have Shluchim being sent out for Elul, a Tishrei Lama Luhu, why do we need Shluchim for Tishrei? Just do a simple count. 29 days after the start of Elul is boom! That's your Tishrei. Why do I need Shluchim to be sent out indicating when Tishrei is? And the chitema dilma avruha la Elul. And if you tell me, well, maybe Elul will be a 30-day month. How do you know it's going to be a 29-day month? Says the Gemara, no. V'ha'amar Rav Chinana bar Kahana amarav miyamos Ezra ve'elach lo matzinu Elul mo'uber. From the times of Ezra and onward, this is actually from Beitza, I believe. Yeah, Beitza v'mamad Aleph. From the times of Ezra ve'elach, we never found Elul to be mo'uber. So if Elul is consistently a chaser month, why do I need to send out Shluchim for the month of Tishrei when I already know I can do a simple count and I can count 29 days after the start of Elul? This is quite simple. So the Gemara Tzinu, yeah. Lo Matzinu, we never found Elul to be Ma'uber, de lo Itzrich, because we never had to be Ma'aberit. Aval ha'itzrich, but if we did have a need to be Ma'aberit, which the Gemara that we will soon learn on Chaf Amud Aleph will explain why we might need to be Ma'aberit. We might need to be Ma'aberit because if we don't be Ma'aberit, one particular year might end up where Yom Kippur falls out on Friday or on Sunday. And if a mace dies on Friday, or if a mace dies on Shabbos, if a mace dies on Friday where Yom Kippur is on Friday, we can't bury it until Sunday. It's going to be Masriach. It's going to go bad. And some people learn because of Yerukos, because if we have the Chagim, if we have Sukkos fall out on Sunday, then we're going to have, we have to pick the Yerukos on Friday and they're going to go bad. We're going to have bad Yerukos on Yom Tov. That's a terrible thing. Jews not having fresh food is a tragedy. It's a tragedy of epic proportions, and therefore we need to adjust the calendar so that we make sure that we have fresh fruit, eh? And that our dead people do not rot. Okay? They are all equal footing, by the way. That dead people don't rot and that we have fresh fruit is Gemara and Chaf Amud Aleph on Chaf Amud Aleph that we will soon learn. Okay? Chaf Amud Aleph. And the Gemara will explain that those are the two reasons why we might want to adjust the calendar to make a leap month or a chaser month, to adjust it so that it comes out that Yom Kippur doesn't fall out on Friday or Sunday, or that Sukkot doesn't fall out on Friday or Sunday, because we need to have fresh fruit and we need to make sure that our dead people do not smell. What?
Yom Kippur and what else?
Well, Sukkot. Sukkot shouldn't fall out on Friday or on Sunday.
What's wrong with Sukkot on Friday or Sunday?
If Sukkot falls out on
this
Friday...
This is even in the time of the 80?
Yes. Yes. If the Sukkot falls out on Friday, then we need to pick the Yerukos on Thursday. Uh-huh. And by Shabbos, they're going to go bad. They're going to be bad. They're going to be unfresh. And Jews cannot live without unfresh fruit.
Wait, picking the Yerukos for what? Just for the Sukkos?
Yeah, for Sukkos. It sounds a little bit strange, doesn't it? But that's what he says.
What's the difference between that and Pesach, picking Yerukos on or Shavuos?
Yeah, we might also want to adjust the calendar of Nisan for the same reason. However, when it comes to Nisan and Adar, it's a slightly different Zach going on there. Slightly different Zach. So we'll get to that.
I don't know what a Zach is.
It's a thing. Okay, it's a thing. It's a thing. Okay?
And what's the dead body rotting thing?
If Yom Kippur falls out on Friday or on Sunday, and and let's say on Friday falls out, and somebody dies on Yom Kippur, which is Friday, we can't bury him until Sunday. It's gonna go. The body's gonna rot. It's not covered on mace to be leaving a body unburied until Sunday. We want to work it out so that the body does not have to wait too long before burial. So we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out adjacent to Shabbos. So we want to spread it.
I thought there were other reasons we didn't want two Shabboses in a row, and that's why Yom Kippur couldn't be Friday or Sunday. Like that, just that it would be too hard on the Jewish people to have two consecutive days of Shabbos.
No, that's not it. That's not it. I think you're thinking about why we didn't make Yom Kippur 2 days. Why don't we don't make 2 days of Yom Kippur because of Sfeika D'Yoma? Because it would be too hard for the Jews to fast.
No, well, that's about fasting. But I'm talking about Mamish Shabbos rather than 2 days of Yom Tov. Having
six meals and all that.
All the malachas rather than just no Avodah Malacha.
I'm not aware of anything like that.
Okay.
But if you want to point me to a Gemara, you're more than welcome to.
I remember somebody who told me a long time ago, I don't know what his source was or if it was something he heard from.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to change what I said before. This year is going to be equally long. Buckle up. Tell your wife.
Just let me make sure I understand one thing.
It's all night before today.
The Mishnah is talking about when there's with the Shluchim, right? Only the time when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Sanhedrin and they brought Edus up here every year. So I'm talking about after the Beis HaMikdash, right?
After the Beis HaMikdash, there was shluchim sent out. Also, we had edus in certain places. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is going to explain later that we had edus hachodesh in Yavne. There's machlokes whether we had after the churban bayis if we had a edus in places where there was a Sanhedrin, or just a Sanhedrin gedola, or even if we just had a Beis Din.
So that's talking about the Edom. Edom go out.
Edom. This is talking about Shluchim, sending out Shluchim after the Edom.
Shluchim after the Edom, right.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, after the Shluchim, yeah.
The Tarsus is talking about the time of the second Beis HaMikdash.
Well, no, because the Mishnah says, Keshahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim.
First Beis HaMikdash.
I don't think so. I think we sent out Shluchim afterwards, too. No? Yeah.
So the Tarsus is this Mishnah is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed?
Yeah.
There were still people living in the Eretz Yisrael, and there were people living in Chustaritz.
Yeah.
After the second Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay, so back to Beis Amar Aleph, if you want to... yeah, we good?
Got it all
out of the first mission.
We've gotten all of out of our system now. We can fly? Okay. I believe I can fly.
About 20 seconds.
Okay. So... So the Gemara says, "Yaha itzrich ma'abrinan lei." But in fact, if we did need to be ma'abr the chodesh, we would do so, and therefore we needed to send out shluchim because, in fact, we don't know if it's going to be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. But says the Gemara, "Wait a minute! If you do that, I'm going to learn the following according to Rashi. If you do that, if we are ma'abr the chodesh." Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah. We're going to mess up Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Rashi says, unbelievable, Rashi says, for the Bnei Bavel who don't get the Shluchim don't manage to get to Bavel, so for the Bnei Bavel, they're going to be miscalculating and they're going to be celebrating an entirely different day for Rosh Hashanah. Unbelievable. Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah. You're going to be messing up Rosh Hashanah for these guys. They're going to be thinking it's a 29-day month, whereas you could have theoretically a 30-day month, and these guys in Bavel are celebrating Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. So says the Gemara, unbelievable teretz. This is the way Rashi's learning. It's a pella. Gemara says, yeah, don't worry. Mutav tekalkel Rosh Hashanah. I would rather that they mess up Rosh Hashanah v'lo yiskalkelu kuluhu mo'ados. And we don't mess up the other mo'ados. I'd rather mess up Rosh Hashanah, and according to Rashi, that they celebrate the wrong day. I'd rather mess up Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, unbelievable. I'd rather mess that up rather than mess up the other mo'ados when it comes to Yom Kippur. I'm not getting into that. That's beyond this course. Okay. It's Moadim. Gemara uses Moados. I'm not getting into the grammar. He's saying, why did the Gemara call it Moados and not Moadim?
No, just the old one. I just thought it was a Zichron Nikiva thing, and that it's not an exceptional.
Lots of masculine words have a feminine.
But we say Moadim. Nowadays we say Moadim.
Yeah, but there are certain words that, pardon the expression, go both ways.
Why shouldn't I pardon that expression?
Because it has a different context in this generation.
Oh, okay, fine. I pardon the expression.
No, he's saying...
There are words like...
It could go both ways. He said, pardon the expression, it could go both ways.
Yeah, that's my Sepulchre in this generation.
Or some words that you consider...
Is that what it means? Yeah. It could go both ways? All right, now I can... All right, after I shut this off...
You're from California, you would understand.
Well, I am from California, like, and I don't understand. Population. Okay, fine.
Two-way street.
Never mind. All right, now, you may want to scratch that from your...
Stop it. Never mind.
If Romlinowitz knew what took place in this year, he would never put this on the website. Anyway.
You're probably fired, actually.
Yeah. Rav Nechemia would never agree to come to this year. Anyway, we would rather mess up Rosh Hashanah. This is unbelievable. Rather than mess up the Moadim, or Moados, and have Yom Kippur fall out on Friday or Sunday. So we have to maneuver the calendar, and yeah, Rosh Hashanah is going to be a casualty for Bnei Bavel. That's the way Rashi learns.
Well,
yeah, I know that.
In our document, it says
why do you think it's such a pella the way the Rashi is doing? I mean, it's just that the Pshat and the Gemara, no, I mean...
What?
I mean, it's
not the Pshat according to Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's the problem? What is it? What's the Mekalkel Rosh Hashanah? The Kilkel to Rosh Hashanah is, Tosfos learns, Bnei Bavel celebrated 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The Kilkel is, according to Tosfos, the Kilkel is, you're making them celebrate 2 days when they wouldn't have to. If you didn't fix the calendar so that your Ma'abir HaChodesh, if you just had a 29-day Chodesh and everybody knew that, you'd only have, everybody would celebrate 1 day. But now that you're giving Ma'abir HaChodesh, you're making Bavel, who doesn't know what day you were Mekadesh HaChodesh, celebrate a second day. That's the Kilkul according to Tosfos, which is a lot easier to manage, and it's a lot easier to take than to say, according to Rashi, Rashi is learning, we're going to be Mekalkel the entire Rosh Hashanah, meaning Bnei Bavel are celebrating the wrong Rosh Hashanah. They're blowing shofar on the wrong day. That's a pella. According to Tosfos, what's happening, the Kilkul is, you're making them celebrate a second day. That's not the end of the world, but it's...
Are we saying that that everyone was doing a one-day Rosh Hashanah at this point?
Before the Zman of Ezra, during the times of Ezra, when they never made a leap month, then everybody celebrated 1 month. But afterwards, the Gemara sounds like there were times in which we would have an Uber Chodesh, in which case we instituted a 2 day. A 2 day Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos understands that the Kilkul would be that we're making them making a Sveika Dioma when it really shouldn't be that necessary if we wouldn't make an Ibra Chodesh. According to Rashi, Bnei Bavel are totally doing the wrong day. They're eating their head of the Keves on the wrong day, which is the least of the problem. Yeah, so Rashi learns it's Mamish messing it up, whereas Tosfos learns that you're just. It's a shtickel kilkel.
You're being machmer with the point is you're being machmer with the
right. Right, you're being.
But kilkel really means to mess it up.
Yes, I know. But to say that the Gemara's teretz would be, well, we're okay with messing up Rosh Hashanah as long as we don't mess up the other Moadim. Really? Like, according to Tosfos, it's not that much of a mess up. But according to Rashi, really, we're going to be okay with messing up Rosh Hashanah so that Bnei Bavel are mamish blowing shofar on the wrong day? I mean, it's a pella. Pella.
You mess up Rosh Hashanah. Up the whole year.
What?
If you mess up Rosh Hashanah, you mess up every day of the year.
At some point it's going to get adjusted because we sent out shluchim for Chanukah. So shluchim are going to be sent down in Kislev, and they're going to readjust.
Or Yom Kippur, they mess up Yom Kippur also.
They
10 days later, so they.
Well.
What about?
It never really happened, though.
Because if we're going to have an Ibra Chodesh, that means if we're sending out shluchim. The shluchim will get to. You're saying they're never going to get to.
I'm saying Lamaisik.
You're saying according to according to Bava, right?
Therefore, they're going to keep. They're going to have Yom Kippur 10 days later.
Ten days later.
So I'm like,
Yom Kippur, they would find out.
Yeah,
They would find out by Yom Kippur. That's the assumption. The assumption is they would find out by Yom Kippur.
Right. You just mess up Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that has to be the assumption.
But it said Lo Matzino. It never happened. But it could have happened.
Lo Matzino. Ezra Ve'elach, we haven't found it yet, but it could happen. Theoretically, it could have happened.
Even though it never practically yeah.
Right, even though it practically never happened. Okay, that's the Gemara.
When we say we're messing up Rosh Hashanah, is it for the whole world or just the people in Babel?
People in Babel and outside of Eretz
Yisrael. It says outside Yerushalayim.
Outside Yerushalayim, really, because...
It says in the note, outside Yerushalayim.
Yeah, because anybody in Yerushalayim would hear about it within a day, but nobody else would, really.
It's only Yerushalayim, which shows that there was a Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, which shows that it's talking about during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Yerushalayim, right? There was no Sanhedrin, there was Yavne. This Shluchim is mainly talking about, I think, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash.
All right, I don't know. Tzarechim.
Mainly during the second Beis HaMikdash.
Maybe.
When did the Shluchim went to when? What point in history?
That's what I asked.
1522.
From when to when? No, from when to when?
I don't know. I don't know when the Shluchim stopped. When did the Shluchim stop?
It was
1973,
wasn't it?
1973. Yeah, I think it was with the assassination of JFK.
This is our first mission.
They just said no more shluchim. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know when they... What?
The second mission. The Mishnah in Tazayin. Isn't that the first mission? This is the second mission.
I don't think it was
assassinated. Tazayin.
This Mishnah.
No, there's Yocheseman
Aleph. No, but the Mishnah. Where is the Mishnah? The Shluchim Yotzim.
Yocheseman Aleph.
Oh, sorry.
Go back. Scroll back.
It's the third Mishnah. Okay.
The third Mishnah. Okay. The Gemara says, anyway, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove you that we sent out shluchim and that we had an issue of adjusting the calendar for the purpose of the mawadim. The Gemara says, Dikanami, I can even bring you a raya. Dikanami, Dikatani al tishrim mipnei takanas hamawados, shma mina. The Mishnah says that we sent out shluchim for Tishrei. Why? Mipnei takanos hamawados, to fix the mawados, to make sure that the mawados would be adjusted so that they don't fall out Friday or Sunday. So the whole purpose was for the purpose of the mawadim. And
we have mawados on Friday or Sunday.
Nowadays we do because. Yes, nowadays
we have Lo
Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. First day of Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on first day, right, on Sunday, because then, Sunday, then Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, which is a Pella, by the way.
Which one? What's the problem with
I'm not going to get too far into it, because...
The Mishnah talks about Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos.
We're talking about nowadays with the fixed calendar.
Fixed the calendar to make sure.
With the Beis HaMikdash, I think it was like a derisa.
I do remember something like that. Indeed.
But Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Hashanah Rabbah on Shabbos. I just don't understand the problem.
Hashanah Rabbah has very, in Sod, it's a very special chag. That we don't want to overlap with Shabbos because it would undermine Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah in Sod is a very special day. So therefore we fix the calendar so that we don't have Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos.
But Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah are special days and we have them that the first day you can't blow shofar, you can't
but
do
it's
not
as,
name on Lulav.
Not as special. Not in the same way. Not special in the same way. Anyway, when you're wise enough to learn Kabbalah like me, I'll explain it to you. Until then, you're just gonna have to take my word for it.
Are you 40 yet?
I'm not even 40, and I'm still learning it. I got a heter. Okay. Val kislev mipnei Chanukah, val adar mipnei Purim. The Mishnah continued that we sent out shluchim for kislev for Chanukah and an adar for Purim. Now the Mishnah says nothing about Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, Ve'ilu nis'abra hashana yotzin afal Adar Sheni mipnei apurim lo ketani. The Mishnah does not say that if we had an Uber Shana where we had to add another month, we had to intercalate a month, right? That's an intercalation.
Is that
intercalate? What?
Intercalate? It's not intercalate. Okay. I've never checked.
I never heard of it.
Intercalate. How could it be intercalate? What is intercalate? What is it? What kind of word is that? It's intercalate. Okay? If we had to add a month, we'd add other Shani. But for other Shani, we don't send out Shluchim. So the Gemara, because the Mishnah says it's only for Purim, not for Purim Shani. Not for other Shani. So the Gemara says, Masisin Diluk Rebbe. Our Mishnah obviously does not follow the opinion of Rebbe, the Sanya. Rebbe Yomer, Imnis Abra Hashana, Yotzen Afal Adar Shani. If there's an Uber Shana where we're adding another Adar, we do not send out Shluchim for other Shani, Bipnei Purim. We do not do that. So our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rebbe, who says that we do. We do send out Shluchim for it. Now, what are they arguing about, Rebbe and our Tana Kama? Says the Gemara, Leibim Bahakam Iflagi. Let's say they're arguing about the following. The Mara Savar Kol Mitzvah Hanogas B'Sheni Nogas B'Rishon. One of them says, all the mitzvahs that are noheg on the second Adar are noheg on the first Adar, and therefore, if you already celebrated it in the first of Adar, you're Yotze. Right? Therefore, you don't need to do it again in the second one. That would be our Tana Kama. Our Tana Kama says we don't have to send out Shluchim for other Shani because you already Mekayim the Mitzvah in other Rishon. Umar Savar, but Rebbe would say no. Kolt Mitzvah on August B'Sheni ain't August B'Rishon. Just because you did it in Rishon, you got to do it again in Shani. Therefore, Rebbe would say, we need to send out Shluchim for other Shani because it's Ma'akev. We didn't do the Mitzvah of Prikriyas and Megillah. We didn't do the Mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim. We didn't the Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, and the kids didn't get their candy.
Even according to the first Mar, you should still send them out for those that weren't able to Makayim.
What?
Even according to the first Mar, you should still send out the Shluchim.
Yeah, but we're not gonna make a tikkun of Shluchim for people who are Yoshev Batul and who are sick in the hospital, you know, dying of some kind of disease. We're not gonna make a takana of Shluchim for people who are lazy and in the hospital. Whatever. Anyway, the Gemara attempts that answer, and the Gemara rejects it, and the Gemara says, No, the Kuli Alma Mitzvah Sanogos B'Sheni Ain't Ogos B'Rishon. Really, no. Everybody holds that you're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah on Rishon, other Rishon. It's really other Sheni that you got to do it. So what's the machloikis between Rebbe and the Tana Kama? V'hacha be'ibur shana kamiflagi. What they're arguing about is when we have an intercalated year, when we have an extra month, what is that extra month? Is it 30 days or is it 29 days? The Sanya, because we have a braise, kama ibur shana. How much is that ibur shana? How much is that extra month? Lamid yom. According to the Tana Kama, it's 30 days. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Chodesh. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it is a Chodesh, which we're now going to think that means 29 days. And the Gemara now is going to think, wait a minute.
Chodesh means 29 or 30, depending.
You just gave up on the whole Gemara. Okay, fine, that concludes. Good test, good Shabbos. We'll see you at Shabbos.
There's two possibilities, 30 or 29. So the first possibility is 30.
Chodesh. That's it. You just gave me the whole Gemara. It's done. What?
Right.
The Gemara's Havamina right now is that when it says Chodesh, it means 29. Why is that the Havamina? Because the Tana Kama said 30, so Chodesh must mean 29. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, if the Tana Kama says it's definitely 30, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's definitely 29, then I don't understand. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Maishna lamid yadi. Why is 30 days any different? What's the significance of 30? Right. In 30 days, if it's a vaday 30-day month, then we're definitely going to know when Adar Sheni is. Chodesh Nami Yadi. If it's a 29-day month, we'll definitely know. We'll know exactly that it's a 29-day month, and therefore we'll be able to count for other Shani exactly when it is. So again, why would I need, even according to this, why would I need to send out Shluchim for other Shani if I can simply count either 30 or 29? So the Amr of Papa, or Papa says, no, you don't understand. The guy who said Chodesh is what? Manda Amr Chodesh, Ratza Chodesh, Ratza Shloshim. It could be either 29 or 30. This is all coming from the womb. This is all your Torah in the womb is coming out now. Right? That's where you got it from. It's a Torah from the womb. They call it womb Torah. Right? Womb Torah. Okay. Fine. There's a rap song like that. Womb Torah. Okay. So, So that's the pshat. According to Rebbe, who says you need to send out shulchan and Mador Sheni, why? Why do you need to send out shulchan? Because it could be a 29-day month, it could be a 30-day month. So we don't know, so we need to send out shulchan. But according to the Tanna Kamma, who says we don't send out shulchan and Mador Sheni, why? Because he would say, like the Tanna Kamma, that it's vaday a 30-day month, so we don't need to send out shulchan, we can count. We're all accountants. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kala Kadisha Yerushalayim. The next part of the Gemara is very simple. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was made in the name of Kala Kadisha Yerushalayim al Shnei Adarim. When it comes to two Adars, Shemekadish Mosam Biyomi Burehen. We're always Mekadish to two Adars on the day of the Ibur. The day of the Ibur is day 30. Meaning, day 30 is always going to be the first day of the following month. So in the two Adars, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, we're always going to have. We're going to be Mekadesh Adar Rishon and Mekadesh Adar Sheni on the 30th. It's going to be the 30th. Is actually going to be day one of the month. That's his pshat. Lememra, that implies the Chasirinan Avdinan, Melein Lo Avdinan. We only make Chasir months. We don't make Malei months when it comes to Adar. Lafuke midedarosh Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. That excludes the drasha of Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. The darush Rav Nachman Bar Chizda, because Rav Nachman Bar Chizda darshined, hey, Rabbi Simai was made in Mishum Chagai Zechari Melachi, in the name of Chagai Zechari Melachi, al Shnei Adarim, on the two Adars, Sheim Ratzu La'asosam Shnei Maleim Osin. If you wanted to make both of them Malei, you can do that. Shnei Chaserin Osin. If you wanted to make both of them Chaser, you could do that. Echad Malei v'Echad Chaser Osin, or if you wanted to make the first one Malei and the other one Chaser, you could do that one too. You could do whatever you want. V'kacha you know again b'gola, and this is how they were knowing in the Gola that they could have, if they wanted to make Malei months, they could make Malei months, Chaser months, they could make Chaser months, whatever they wanted.
There was a Sanhedrin in Galus?
Who decided? I don't know if there was a Sanhedrin or a Bezdin or just the Gadol Hador. I don't know. Good question. Who decided?
How did they decide? Based on what? In Galus, in Bavel, they decided what to do also, not just in the way there was the Sanhedrin?
How did they decide?
What was the calculation based on? There's no witnesses or anything.
Right. Good question. Good question. I don't know what their calculations were based on. Umishum Rabbeinu Amru, and in the name of Rabbeinu, who is Rav, they said, La'olam echad malei ve'echad chaser. Really, Adar Rishon is always malei. Adar Sheni is always chaser. Ad shivadalacha shehuk for Rosh Chodesh bezmano. Unless you know otherwise, unless you know for a fact that the Adar Rishon is, for whatever reason, made into a chaser, we assume echad malei ve'echad chaser. That's the way it goes.
That's against
now,
what we just learned before.
That's against what? Right, exactly. Against what we just learned before. Right. That's lafuke. What we just learned before, which is that we said, "Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi," he said, "We always make them both chaser. We both make them both chaser." Right now, this is a 28-minute shiur. Should we go further, or should we call it?
Call it.
We're calling it. Okay, it's a 28-minute